Mixit Podcast.
Hi, and thanks for downloading the first Mixit Podcast. This is purely by young people for young people. We're here to give you news, interviews, let you have your say, and let local bands get their music played. Okay, so we're here for the next 6 months, and if you like us, we'll carry on. So it's up to you. If you want to get involved, have a story to tell us, love us, or even hate us, let us know, as this is all about you. If you don't know where to find us, then here you go. You can find us at www.mixitonline.co.uk or even on iTunes. If you don't have an iPod, then don't worry, because podcasts will work on any MP3 player and even on your computer. Okay, so that's enough of me talking, and let's get started with our first track. This comes from a local band called Live Element. They've been together for a year, and this track's called On My Mind. On My Mind by Live Element. And if you're in a local band and want to get your stuff played on here, then just send us an MP3 at mixit.gov.uk. Okay, so this next bit is all about giving you the knowledge and telling you what's going on in Medway. The Youth Opportunity Fund is one of these, and this is where Medway Council has been given £280,000 to give to young people. It's all about letting the youth of Medway get the things that they want. So if you think that there is a need for a goalpost in your local park, or that you should turn the old B&Q in Gillingham into an entertainment venue. So far, £91,000 has been given away, so hurry up before it's all too late. For more information, visit mixitonline.co.uk. The successful bids are announced every month, and in the next podcast we'll be talking to someone that's been successful in the whole process. Staff Medway is also another thing that's going on. This year's winner was Elena Hook from Rochester. She won first prize with a great performance of Where Do Broken Hearts Go, and is now enjoying her prize of a 12-month scholarship with StarQuest. Elena recently met up with 8 other finalists from this year for a grand showcase at the Central Theatre in Chatham. On the night we heard renditions of popular hits and even some personal competitions, which all made it a great evening. Also performing on the night were people from Medway's Young People's Events team. This is a group that are held at Medway Youth Station in Gillingham, and if you want any more information about them, please contact James Wicker at james.wicker@medway.gov.uk. Also in Medway we've got Snap. If you don't know what it is, it's all about 11 to 16 year olds having a good time in a drug, alcohol and smoke free environment. In between the partying and listening to the live acts, you can chill out in the info zone, get a drink and have a chat with one of the staff about sex, alcohol, arson or even pirate DVDs. Tickets are £5 and available from the Black Lion. For more information visit myspace.com/snapmedway. Okay, up next we've got another track, so here it is.
Too bad, you weren't quite Jack the Lad. Too bad, you didn't follow your dreams. Who knows where you'd be right now? Who knows? Then tomorrow. Jack the Lad, too bad you didn't follow your dreams. Who knows where I'd be right now? Who knows? That tomorrow.
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 She's gone.
She ain't ever gonna be.
up, we've got an interview with Michael Greco, who played Beppe DeMarco in EastEnders. Michael is starring in this year's panto, Peter Pan, at the Central Theatre, Chatham. Charlotte Edwards went to meet him in London.
Are you looking forward to your role as Captain Hook in panto this year?
Yeah, it's the I did a pantomime back in 93. So this is the first pantomime in 13 years, so if I was ever going to do a pantomime, it would be Peter Pan playing Captain Hook, so perfect opportunity.
I believe this is your first visit to Medway. What are you hoping to get out of your time here?
My friend Daniela Westbrook lives 10 minutes from the theatre, and she's put me up in her new home, so I'll be staying there for a while, so it'll be good to catch up with her. And the thing I'm really looking forward to is to showing the people of Medway how good an actor and how good a Captain Hook I can be.
How old were you when you first decided you wanted to be an actor?
Probably when I was really serious about deciding to be an actor, I was probably about 12. I think I played a character in the Alice in Wonderland at school, and then played a character in Peter Pan. Actually, I played Smee, and I realised I was making people laugh, and I had a good comic timing. And that's one thing as well, that people have never seen me do comedy, and that's something that I really excel at. So I think having a live audience as well, I can really interact with people and try and make them laugh, even though Captain Hook isn't a funny character.
What advice would you give to a young person who wanted to start acting now?
I think it's really changed over the last 5 years, and that's down to the pop idol shows, where most kids now just want to be famous and they don't really care how they become famous, whether they sleep with a football player or try and make it in a reality show, and I think it's completely wrong. Whereas years ago, 7 out of 10 kids wanted to become a nurse, a doctor, a train driver, whatever. But now, if you ask most kids, most of them, 9 out of 10 of them want to become famous, whether it's a pastry model or whatever, is what I said. And I think it's a real indictment of how times have changed for kids. And I say to those who want to be a serious actor or actress, then I'd say get a great education first, because the competition is too tough. Do university courses. You can still do acting at university, and most drama schools don't really take actors on until they're in their early 20s anyway, so you can do a 3-year university course, 4 years. You might actually change your mind while you're there, but if you still have that passion and drive to be an actor, then you've got a good education behind you, and I wouldn't advise anybody to become an actor unless they really, really wanted to.
Today there's a real celebrity culture, and the media have a field day with that. How do you deal with being in the limelight?
Well, I'm being realistic. I'm not zapped over any front pages at all for the last few years, because I haven't got a profile that I used to have when I was in EastEnders, but that's fine by me, because I've taken a back seat. And, the public can become very fickle, and so are the press, and so are the people behind the press, where you have a blue-eyed boy who's Flavour of the Month, and then they come in, and someone else goes, and they go, sorry, Michael, who? You used to play some kind of character called Pepe. You know, they get the name wrong. And you go, yeah, I used to be in EastEnders by name, but my name is Michael, it's not Pepe. It was Beppe, but you can call me Pepe, whatever.
Just one final question. Do you have any regrets about playing Beppe DeMarco in EastEnders for 4 years?
I don't have any regrets about playing Beppe in EastEnders, because it's given me an amazing life. I would be really interested to know what would have happened to my life had I not gone down that road. At the time, I was doing really well on stage and getting great reviews, and becoming an up-and-coming actor, and then all of a sudden I got an audition for EastEnders, and it was something I never really wanted to do, but I was a big fan of the show. And I got the role, and I thought, OK, well, I'll do it for a few months, or maybe 6 months, and I was there for 4.5 years. But I should have left EastEnders after a couple of years, when my character was at its peak, and then gone on to do other things.
Thanks, Charlotte. You can see Michael in panto at the Central Theatre throughout December, with tickets starting from just £9. For more information, go to www.medway.gov.uk. This part of the podcast is dedicated to your point of view, so if you have a topic that you want to share with us, why not send in your comments? Email comments or audio file to mixit@medway.gov.uk, or post your comments to the show blog at www.mixitonline.co.uk. for listening to the first Mix It podcast. Please tell us what you'd like to hear in future podcasts by emailing us at mixit@medway.gov.uk. And don't forget to look out for the next issue in January. Thank you and goodbye.
Mix It Podcast.